Welcome to Our House, the only complete on-air resource for your home ownership needs.
Welcome to Our House. This is Susan Ballard, sitting in for Peter Hunt. The show is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your home real estate experience. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Greater Albany, Utica, Watertown, and even Phoenix, Arizona. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. Call Hunt Mortgage today at 633-3700, and one of our skilled mortgage consultants will work with you to find the lowest rates and closing costs for your home financing needs. Hunt Mortgage has many exclusive programs, including our pre-purchase commitment that allows you at no cost or risk to you to effectively enter the market to find your next home with cash. Call Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 for personalized, customized service that will really impress you. Check out our low rate guarantee. Certain restrictions apply and details are available on our website, www.huntmortgage.com. And don't forget the first ever 24/7, 365 real estate hotline, the Hunt Hotline, which gives you access to all available information about any property listed for sale in the Buffalo, Niagara region, as well as Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, and again, even Phoenix, Arizona. Simply dial 716-631-4800. Enter the street number of the house that you want to know about, no matter whose listing it is, and the hotline will prompt you with a choice of street names. Select the one you want, you'll hear a brief description of the property, and then you'll be texted a link to a dedicated website on that property. All automatically and just that fast, anytime, in any market we serve, on any listing, whether it's ours or any other broker's. There's a shortage of homes available for sale in many Western New York neighborhoods and a high number of well-qualified buyers actively looking for their new home. If you or anyone you know have been considering selling a property, now is the time. And it's important to note that at Hunt, you can list your home for free. That's right, any Hunt agent can work with you to aggressively market your home for sale to every potential buyer with no out-of-pocket expense to you. As a seller, you will pay a commission only if Hunt is successful in finding a buyer who is ready, willing, and able to purchase your home under terms and conditions acceptable to you. In addition, only through a Hunt agent will you hear these words: "We will sell your home or ERA will buy it." That's the seller security plan. Ask about how it can work for you by calling 633-9400 or stopping into one of our many open houses this weekend. Hunt is the official real estate and relocation provider of our hometown professional teams, the Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo Sabres, and the Rochester Americans. Our house is broadcast live on WBEN 930 AM. For those of you who'd like to participate in today's show, if you have any questions or comments about any aspect of real estate, call us in the studio at 803-0930. 1-800-616-9236 or *930. Those are all free calls, so join us on the air at Our House. We have a very special show for you today. My guests today on Our House are Kathy DeMillo, licensed associate real estate agent working out of our Hunt Lockport office, and Nancy Clary, mortgage consultant with Hunt Mortgage. Thank you, Kathy and Nancy, for being here this cold, wintry morning. Yesterday was Groundhog's Day, and according to Punxsutawney Phil's shadow, it's predicted we're going to have another 6 weeks of winter, and it looks like today is following suit. However, there was a groundhog in Nova Scotia that didn't see his shadow yesterday and has predicted an early spring. So I'm going to go with the groundhog in Canada because I'm not so sure we love this weather as it stretches out another 6 weeks. But I know one thing for certain, that the real estate market is hot here. Kathy, can you tell us a little bit about what you're seeing in the local real estate market?
First of all, good morning, everyone. And yes, it is really cold out there. However, it is still really hot for all of you sellers. It has been a really, really progressive and fast January. I can't believe we're already in February, but in January, if your house was on the market and you priced it well, it is most likely gone, sold. So things are really moving very quickly.
Are we seeing again, that if a house is priced right, that multiple offers are coming into play?
Multiple offers are coming in. I can't tell you how many times I've heard, should I list it now or should I wait for the spring? And if you're thinking of selling, sell it now, because there aren't a lot of homes on the market and we're just starving for some more homes. People are moving. There are activity out there. Open houses are fast and it's good. It's really good.
Well, I imagine, Nancy, if the buyers are competing for properties, your role in the mortgage industry is probably first and foremost in the mind of these buyers. How do I make sure my financing is all in place in order that I can potentially compete in one of these multiple offer situations or potentially get ahead of other people and get an offer in and buy a house before it's even under anyone else's radar?
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for having me on the show. It's very important to be prepared. I guess that's the best advice I can give. It's important for the buyer, whether they're a first-time home buyer, whether they have purchased in the past. Guidelines change, regulations change, documentation. We want to make sure we have everything prepared before they take that next step and start looking for a home. So it's important to get pre-qualified, pre-approved, and then we also have our pre-purchase commitment that I understand we'll talk later on in the show.
Yes, I'm a big proponent of preparation. I think that's really important. Before today's radio show, we talked about what we needed to do in order to make this an efficient and interesting program. So I'm all about preparation, and I know both of you have to spend a lot of time outside of the time that you're spending with clients preparing, keeping yourself knowledgeable about what's happening. Kathy, maybe you can tell us a little bit about how you stay on top of the market, what tools you use. I know you're probably constantly searching the MLS and trying to uncover the houses as quickly as they're coming on the market for buyers that you're working with.
I am. We are constantly looking for houses out there on the market. Right now, as some of you may or may not know, we have a new tool in our toolbox for sellers. It's called BuySide, and it helps us with sellers and finding buyers for their home.
It's a great tool. A BuySide is something new, and that's exclusive just to Hunt Real Estate agents. Any one of our listeners could actually view BuySide and see what their home is worth. It's actually, it works for buyers and sellers.
Right.
It's a home valuation tool. And so many people are accustomed now to going on to a site, perhaps like Zillow, and typing in their address or maybe their neighbor's address if they're curious, and finding out what a property is worth. And Zillow volunteers that their information is only as accurate as the data that they're working with. And I've mentioned before that Zillow recognizes that in the smaller markets, which the Western New York area is on a national scale, considered one of the smaller markets, their numbers are not as accurate. So what BuySide does is it goes out and retrieves information from numerous sites like Zillow, Collateral Analytics, and several others, and combines that information into three different valuations. So it gives a seller or a buyer the opportunity to get a feel for what that house might be worth before it goes on the market. And the important ingredient to that, I think, is that it is a tool that's made available to our agents. The public can use it, but our agents can help them interpret it, because we all know there's such a difference between the theoretical price of a house and the actual price that the house will sell. The condition, the neighborhood, the location. Kathy, maybe you can...
It's real time. It's real time market. And what happens is for instance, I have it on my Facebook, and if you click into it and you find out what your house is worth, what's happening is sellers are calling me and they're saying, wait a minute, I just bought my house last year. It's worth more now. And it starts the conversation of, should I be selling my house? And now with so many buyers out there, it gives me an edge. I can say, wait a minute, let's talk about your house. I might have a buyer for you. Let me reach out to my buyers and talk to them and get things going before things even hit the market. Some buyers are like, how did that sell? I didn't even see it. It's because you don't have an agent. You need an agent. You need an agent who's going to stay on top of what you need. And if you have a good agent, she'll be hawking these houses down and you'll be getting them. And your friends will be like, how'd you get that? But Nancy's right. If you do not have your ducks in a row, you're not going to be ready. You got to talk to your mortgage rep.
And I would imagine that agents are working hand in hand with the mortgage consultant.
Absolutely.
And I would imagine you're recommending that they do this well in advance of seeing the home of their dreams. Nancy, ideally, how far in advance of finding a home should a potential buyer be contacting you to talk about what they might be eligible for in terms of financing?
As soon as a buyer, a prospective buyer, you know, thinks about purchasing, whether it's now, next week, next month, next year, it's always important to get the information. So what, I mean, there could be a credit issue that they're not aware of. It could be there are paid commissions and we can't use the commissions unless they've been there for so many years. I mean, our guidelines change all the time, so it's very important to get the information as soon as you have the thought of buying, whether it's now or down the road.
And when you say guidelines, I imagine you're talking about not just HUNT, but the mortgage industry, government regulations. You must be talking about preparation. You must be spending a lot of time staying on top of all of the regulations and the changes. There's a whole team at HUNT Mortgage that helps you to do that, right?
Absolutely. We continuously go through training on the guidelines that change, whether it's specific to a program. You'll have different lenders that have specific guidelines for that lender. But the nice advantage of working with HUNT Mortgage is that we work with about 10 to 15 different lenders, both locally and out of state. So we can definitely find the product that's best for that individual consumer.
And just so the listeners can understand, it's a little bit different than walking into the bank branch where you have your checking and savings account and asking them about getting a mortgage. So by working with a mortgage consultant at HUNT Mortgage, they're actually eligible for financing from other lenders than this specific one. So maybe there are different programs and different criterias that have some flexibility that might address individual concerns?
Right. We are a licensed banker and broker. In the public eye, because we have access to so many different lenders, we appear as a broker where they're paying a broker fee. They are not. We do everything from beginning to end as if they walked into their local bank. The advantage is that we have all these products available to us because Bank A may have the product, but Bank B may not. So we have a wide range of lenders to look at to make sure that the consumer is placed into the product that best fits them amongst all of the banks that we work with. And once they actually have a home in mind, they're ready to apply for the loan, we follow the process. We do everything locally. So we process the loan, approve it, close it, give them our money at closing, and then we just sell it after closing. But no rates, conditions, nothing ever changes after the fact. So it's a definite advantage.
It sounds like it provides a little bit more control to the experience to work with a mortgage consultant early on in order to get the ball rolling. Kathy, does that fit into your business model?
Oh, are you
model?
Kidding me? As soon as you get that phone call as an agent, first thing I do is send them over to HUNT. That's it. Bust through the doors at my office and say, let's get going. I have a buyer. So they have a conversation, and a lot of times, especially with younger people, it's a matter of not how much you can spend, but what do you want to spend? Let's get pre-approved. I won't even show a house unless a client's been pre-approved, because today you've got to be fast. So you walk through the door, you say, okay, let's go. We have a buyer. I love it when people call me, and I'll be able to give out a HUNT Mortgage name and phone number. They're like, I can call them. Yeah, pick up the phone, call them, text them, have a conversation. Then we get down to, this is how much I'm approved for, but this is how much I want to spend. Or they come up with a glitch. And then with the HUNT Mortgage reps, they're able to work out that glitch and make it easier for me. And it's just an easier process. It's all in-house.
We do have an opportunity with the experts here today to talk about real estate and financing. So if anyone has any questions about purchasing real estate or the financing that would be involved, please feel free to give us a call in the studio. You can call us at 803-0930. You can call us toll-free at 800-616-9236 or on a cell phone, *930. And sometimes people are a little nervous to call in on the radio, so you're certainly welcome to text questions to Kathy or Nancy that they can answer either on air or off the air. Kathy, if people wanted to reach you with real estate questions, how would they contact you?
Give me a call. I'm at 622-0530. So if you want to ask a question, just send me a text. Make sure it's a nice one.
And Nancy, what about you? If people had questions that they wanted to ask you about their particular financing, oftentimes people don't want to, you know, reveal their particular circumstances on air. But how would they reach you if they wanted to speak with you privately?
Sure, I'd be happy to help. My number is 716-316-8118.
Well, I would encourage anyone that has questions about real estate to give us a call today. We've got two experts in the field. Kathy, tell us a little bit about your experience. You're up in the Lockport area. You've been up there for decades, might we say? And
so I live in Lockport. I do live in Lockport, born and raised in Lockport, live in the city. So I know the town, I know the city of, work in the surrounding areas. Currently, I have a listing in Newfane that I just want to talk about briefly. First of all, Lockport, people from Clarence, Amherst, they're all coming down because they're realizing this is a great little community. The past three houses I sold have all been from people up in the Clarence area, which is kind of interesting.
So it's an Erie County to Niagara County migration we're seeing?
It is. It really is. It's
perhaps
kinda,
on a small scale.
Yeah, no,
still.
They come down and they're like, this is great. But I do have a new listing that I just want to talk about briefly. 5586 West Bluff. It is in Newfane. So it is right across the street from the water. It's on the bluff. So anyone who's had some worries about the waterfront of Lake Ontario, this home is perfect for you. It's an octagon house. It's an octagon house, and it's a one-owner-built home. An engineer built it, so it's super fun. It's on an acre of land, and it's a three-car garage, two-bedroom, possible three, two-and-a-half bath. We're going to have it open next Sunday, February 11th, from 1 to 3, so please come on down. So not right on the water, but if you sit on the second story deck, you can see the water. It's up for $199, which is a super nice price for 1 acre of land in Newfane, right almost down the water. And you've got wineries all around you, which is so much fun. So please come next week or call your agent and get down there before.
Terrific. And if the open house isn't until a week from Sunday, that gives buyers plenty of time to call Nancy and get pre-approved for their financing. It sounds like an octagon shape is kind of interesting. Newfane, Niagara County, I know that's your area of expertise, but perhaps not octagon-shaped houses. So every time we have a real estate transaction, we really learn something new. So I imagine you're enjoying that experience, Kathy.
It's fun. This is really, it's fun. I like what I do. I like finding houses for people. It's a new day every day. There's something new happening.
Well, I've been following your career at Hunt since you joined us this past year when you joined us, and you've really had a lot of success matching sellers and buyers, but not just in Niagara County. I see that that you also have homes that are on the market in Erie County and have been successful. It sounds like you're bridging the border gap there, so to speak.
Yes, I just had a listing in Landings, sold that in a few days, and that was really, really fun.
Terrific. So if people were interested in areas other than Lockport, they could still reach out to you.
Oh, call me. It's all good. We go everywhere.
And I think with Kathy, it's about the experience. What
yes.
I know of you working with your clients, you're working on behalf of them, and there is no expense to someone to meet with you, to list their house with you. The only expense would come into play is if that home was actually sold, correct?
Yes. Yes, yes. And when you work with me, it's we have a relationship. We're going to work fast. We're going to work tight, and it's certainly going to be fun.
Well, I know, interestingly, both Nancy and Kathy have millennial children. Not to date you both. We don't have to reveal our actual ages on the air. But so it turns out that your sons know each other independently of the two of you working for Hunt. So having young, let's call them millennials,
Angelo and Matthew,
at home and having the experts in real estate and financing, I know you've helped them to acquire properties. How was that experience for you working with your sons?
Well, it got a little stressful at some points when we couldn't find the exact house for him. But it's such a great opportunity, and both of our kids own two-unit homes, so they have the rental income coming in. I mean, what they're paying is less than rent, and they own their own home. Matt was thrilled last year when he got his big tax return with all the write-offs that he had. It's a great opportunity for these young people, and I think a lot of it is the unknown. You know, so we try to get that out and let them know how inexpensive it is to get into a home with seller concessions, with different bank products that we have available. It's all about, again, getting the information as soon as you can. I specialize working with home buyers, first-time home buyers. I think it's just wonderful educating them. I encourage a sit-down meeting with them. And again, even if they're not ready to buy today, get your ducks in a row and be ready to buy next year, next week, next month, whatever it is.
Well, I think it's interesting that the two of you having sons that benefited from your knowledge have found themselves investment properties at a young age, and that gives them, I think, an advantage by having worked closely with you. So we might have some listeners that aren't in the market for homes themselves, but maybe have children that are in college or graduating from college or at home working and are not quite sure how to get them out of the house. So certainly I think we'd be interested in hearing if anyone has questions about how we might be able to help them. But I imagine that your contemporaries also have children that are in similar circumstances, and it seems like your children would have a bit of an edge on that. So congratulations to both of you to giving them the opportunity to get into that marketplace. We are going to be breaking soon, but when we come back, I'd like to talk about why it's helpful for the millennials to have those resources, and perhaps why it's so important for people to move quickly in this marketplace. So I just wanted to say that we'll be right back with more from Our House to Yours after these messages.
If you're a homeowner age 62 or older, you owe it to yourself to look into a reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgages give seniors many different options to access the equity in their home. There's even a reverse mortgage for purchase available. For more information, call Karen Johnson, a reverse mortgage specialist at Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 or visit huntmortgage.com. Karen Johnson, NMLS number 485939. Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web for a complete inventory of homes available in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, and Syracuse. You'll also find access to a complete set of home ownership services at HuntRealEstate.com. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Utica, Watertown, and Phoenix, Arizona. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. Ask about our pre-purchase commitment available only at Hunt Mortgage. Call 633-3700 today or call our Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 716-633-9400. One of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs, whether you're buying or selling a home, you need financing, insurance, or even home improvements. Remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the seller security plan available only through a Hunt Real Estate ERA agent. I'm in the studio with Kathy DeMillo, licensed real estate salesperson working out of our Hunt Lockport office, and Nancy Clary Frank, mortgage consultant with Hunt Mortgage. Before the break, Kathy, we were talking about millennials. You and Nancy both had millennials at home, and now you've got them out into the real estate world. They own property, and they have the opportunity to receive investment income from those properties. So, again, kudos to both of you. But getting millennials started in that process, or even for that matter, anyone, I guess it's not just millennials, they need to get with you because the investment properties are moving quickly. Am I correct?
Yes, they need to, in my opinion. I was working with my my son, Angelo, for a while. You need to sit down with the younger generation, the millennials, and talk to them about how much money they're going to spend, what their rent is now, and what owning a home, how it could be productive for them. And talking to them about where they want to be and what markets are hot, where they're going to pay more money, maybe where they might want to settle in, where it would be a little bit easier for them financially. So for my son, I just want to give a quick little plug, if you don't mind, and then we'll go on to whatever. He has a two-family on Nassau right now, and he does have a lower unit available. So if anybody wants to call me at 622-0530, I can give you a little bit more information on that. So if you're not quite ready to buy and you want to rent, Angelo has a apartment available for you on Nassau in Kenmore.
Well, I think it's important for our listeners to understand, too, real estate agents don't just sell properties. We
right.
help people all the time with rentals. So I imagine while you might be biased towards Angelo's property that you have other rental opportunities that would be available for people and you could help them to find themselves the proper place to maybe reside until they are in a position to purchase a home. Or maybe they're you know, downsizing, or maybe it's a young person that needs to rent something with plans of moving forward. Nancy, I'm sure you talk with people whose finances are such that they can't purchase today, but maybe in the short term you can help them put a plan together to be able to be eligible for financing.
Exactly. You know, when we look about qualifying for a home, for a mortgage, there's three very important pieces. We've got credit that we have to make sure is right in line. We've got income, making sure it's income that we can use to qualify for a loan. You know, you've got some people working at restaurants. They get tips, commissioned income, bonus income. They have overtime that they want to use that to qualify. I mean, we have restrictions, guidelines that we have to follow. So it's important to make sure that, again, we've got all the ducks in the row when we talk about their income, their credit. There could be something on their credit that they're not aware of. Maybe there was an old medical bill that, you know, that wasn't paid and, you know, it's brought their credit score down. Because it is, you know, credit score obviously, you know, runs the show.
Sometimes they don't even have credit. So that's another obstacle at times where they want to buy a house, but they're out of college, they've got their first job, but they don't have credit. What do you tell them at that point?
Yeah, Kathy, you're absolutely right. And that's where we want to, you know, look at, even if they have student loans that they haven't made payments on it, there's programs where we can use the credit report, the payment that's on the credit report. There's programs that we have to use 1% of the student loan, whether they're deferred or whether they're not deferred. So we also can, you know, give them some assistance. I mean, we're not credit counselors, but we definitely can give them some assistance as to what can they do to be in a position where their credit's in line, again, their income's in line. And then the other big piece is the assets. How much money will they need to work with? Shall they save their tax return? Could they borrow from their 401k? If they're selling their automobile, what documentation will we require? I mean, there are a lot of pieces.
I get questions all the time from people that say, how much can I give my son or daughter to help them with the purchase of their first home? I imagine that you get that question too, Nancy.
We do. On our end of the world, a gift can be in any denomination from a family member, and we have to document it, which means we have to have, you know, where did it come from, the gift letter from the parents, and then into the borrower's account. There are tax laws, you know, IRS rules. When you give a gift, that's something that they would have to deal with, talk to their accountant.
So it's a combination of factors. When people
yes.
ask that question, we can give them the mortgage side of the answer, but they really should also be talking to an accountant or someone who can help them from their own personal finances. So we can answer the question in terms of the receiver of the gift, but the giver of the gift has to address their financial position with either a financial advisor or an accountant or someone.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what, Nancy, though, for me personally, when people call and I'll say, you know, you need to get pre-approved, thank goodness that there's you, because I don't know a lot about what you do, but I love it when you call me or text me and say, hey, everything's good, they're pre-qualified, let's go. And you just make everybody's life so easy.
Thank you. It's such a team effort. I mean, it's very mm-hmm. important to have that team. Have a great real estate agent, a mortgage consultant, a buyer, and you all work together. And it really makes a difference. It
and
really does.
And that is the philosophy at Hunt. We have an entire home ownership experience
right.
for people. So we have Hunt Real Estate, helping you to identify and acquire the property. We have Hunt Mortgage that helps people to put the financing in place. We have Hunt Insurance that helps to insure. We have Network Title that fills in one of the other parts of the purchase equation and the insurance option there in terms of title insurance. And then we also provide services, our Realty Club attorneys. They're helping to provide the legal aspects. So we try to look at the complete cycle of what's involved in home ownership.
It's all support. It's support on our end, which allows us to support our buyers and our sellers and to give them the right tools so that they feel like, wow, I couldn't have done this without you, which is true because we are a team. And
I think that's what differentiates Hunt Mortgage from other lenders, because you are part of the home ownership purchase equation. The purpose of Hunt Mortgage is to support the transactions, not just for Hunt agents, but for real estate agents throughout the regions that we serve. But Nancy, one of the things that Hunt Mortgage does differently than other lenders is what we call our pre-purchase commitment. And I know the words approval and qualification and commitments get thrown around as if they're interchangeable, when in fact there's a very specific difference that makes the pre-purchase commitment so much stronger than a pre-qualification. And it we refer to it as giving people the opportunity to enter the market with the equivalent of a cash offer. Can you explain how that works?
Sure. A pre-purchase commitment is a commitment letter, and it allows the buyer to compete against other offers close to a cash offer, as you mentioned. What we do is we process the loan for them before they buy the house. So we just do it in reverse. Versus you buy a house, you put a contract together, buy the house, we go ahead through the application process, get them approved, and so forth. What this does is it allows us to do those steps beforehand. So what does that do? It strengthens our offer to the seller, especially when they're competing against our other offers. We're doing a lot of pre-purchases right now, getting ready for the spring market. It allows you to close faster because everything is all done. Basically, everything is done except for appraisal on the property, because you don't have a home at the time, and you can't lock your interest rate in because you don't have a property. But it makes sure that your credit is in place, your assets are verified, everything is completely done, and it guarantees that to the seller, especially if you have to go in with a contingent offer. You're already contingent that you have to sell your home. Now, that seller could be comfortable to know that the mortgage piece is done.
So as soon as the house sells, then you could move forward towards closing if you've got that mortgage.
What we do is we then convert it to a live loan. We do an appraisal on the property. We lock the interest rate at the time. And like I said, it allows you to close faster if you need to or want to. And it gives that comfort level to the seller, especially when they're presenting
Absolutely.
A contingent offer.
Yep.
Well, we are going to be heading towards the break now, but Nancy, I can vouch for your service. I know you are one of the top mortgage consultants in the industry, and in particular at Hunt Mortgage. And if people wanted to reach out to you to utilize your services, how would they contact you?
My phone number is 716-316-8118. And if they want to apply online, they can go directly to my secure site, which is nancy.huntmortgage.com.
Okay, well, we will be right back with more from Our House to Yours after these messages.
If you're a homeowner age 62 or older, you owe it to yourself to look into a reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgages give seniors many different options to access the equity in their home. There's even a reverse mortgage for purchase available. For more information, call Karen Johnson, a reverse mortgage specialist at Hunt Mortgage, at 633-3700 or visit huntmortgage.com. Karen Johnson, NMLS number 485939. Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web for a complete inventory of homes available in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, and the Syracuse markets. You'll also find access to a complete set of home ownership services at HuntRealEstate.com. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in the Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Utica, Watertown, and even Phoenix, Arizona areas. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. Ask about our pre-purchase commitment available only at Hunt Mortgage. Call 633-3700 today or call our Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 716-633-9400. One of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs, whether you're buying or selling a home, you need financing, insurance, or even home improvements. And remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the seller security plan, and it's available only through a Hunt Real Estate ERA agent. Today, we're in the studio with Kathy DeMillo, licensed real estate salesperson who is working out of our Hunt Lockport office, and Nancy Caleri Frank, mortgage consultant with Hunt Mortgage. We were just talking about the marketplace and things that are happening, and I wanted to get your opinion on 2018, because we hear so much about we need to get listings, we need to, you know, get the buyers pre-qualified, but what would be reasons for someone to sell their property in 2018? I did a little research, and the top five reasons that keep coming up for selling your home early in 2018 would be, first of all, the rates. And Nancy, I think you can speak to that. It's been widely predicted that, you know, rates could be as high as 5% by the end of the year. They certainly have crept up quietly over the course of the last several months.
Yeah, within the last month or so, the rates have moved up a little bit. We're looking at 4.375, 4.5, obviously, depending on program and credit and cost. Let's not forget, these rates are still very, very good. Years ago, and again, we don't want to date ourselves here, but many years ago when I bought my first house, I paid 11.5.
Wow. I had an adjustable rate mortgage that ended at 13% when I sold it and got a 9.5% rate and thought that was the bomb,
yeah,
I think was the word we used at the time.
We've been very fortunate over the last several years to see rates in threes and fours, but they do predict the rates going up to five. And
a 1 point difference, if rates went from somewhere around four to somewhere around five, does make a difference in terms of what people are able to qualify for.
It absolutely does. It absolutely does. But let's remember, 0.25% on an interest rate for a $100,000 loan is about $16 a month. So as much as we see rates go up or down, it's still a great time to buy.
Absolutely.
It's a great opportunity.
And that's one of the reasons why people should consider selling early in 2018. Another reason, Kathy, would be that inventory is so tight. We hear all the time that there is a shortage of listings, of properties that people are looking to move into. I'm sure you can attest to that, not just in Niagara County, but in Erie County as well.
There is a shortage. So if you are thinking, boy, I had a hard time, you know, when I wanted to sell my house before, let me give it another try. I can tell you that now is the time to right size. Now is the time to get your house on the market, call an agent, get it out there, and I'm sure that we will sell it for you.
And Kathy, you know I love that term, right size.
Yes, you do.
I think it's so important that people find themselves in the home that's appropriate for them in the stage of the life that they're in. And
yes,
Sometimes people stay in a house too long, and then it seems to be such a big project for them to either update it or to clear everything out. And I imagine that if they are able to sit with you and just have a conversation with you about
it's overwhelming.
What their options
yes.
are.
When you have your home that you've had your whole life and you've raised all of your children in it and you've got four bedrooms, 2.5 baths, and it's the center entrance colonial and it's, you know, 25 to 3,000 square feet, and then you become older and your children are gone and maybe you want to travel more. Maybe you don't want to be at your house all the time. Maybe you want to move into a neighborhood that's more walkable. When people finally make the decision to move away from the home that they're in and get into something that is a better size for them, I always get that phone call. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you for making me do this. Thank you for pushing me through those feelings of overwhelmness. It was nice. It was easy. And really, if you're thinking about selling, give me a call, please.
Well, one of the other things that I think is a solid reason, one of the five, number three would be that home prices are increasing. So if someone thought about selling their house 2 years ago, chances are their home is valued higher now. And so they're going to be able to take more out of their home and invest it into wherever they might be going, whether if they're downsizing into a patio home or whether they're going into something bigger. Again, right-sizing will tell the direction that people are going to go. I think, Kathy, you have a patio home project that you're probably interested in telling us a little bit about that's coming on the market.
Right. What I was going to say is two things. Your house right now is probably worth more than what you think it is. So you get it on the market. Now you want to find something. There's nothing out there for you to find. Now's that opportunity for you to build exactly what you want. You don't have to compete with anybody. You don't have to worry about multiple offers. You can design the home that you want to live with without any compromises. So to talk about the patio homes in Lockport, we are on our third patio home development, Sparks Custom Homes, which is, of course, my family. Third patio home development in Lockport for us. We have cottages at Carlton Lake, cottages at Hidden Lake, and now our new development that's going to be starting out past Lincoln Avenue in Lockport. We're going to be beginning soon in the next couple months. We'll be taking orders probably within the next month, I think.
Terrific. And I think there's going to be a model outside of the community, but right on
yep.
Lincoln, right?
Model's being built right now on Lincoln Avenue. So if you do want some information about this, 716-622-0530.
The name of that project is
Clarkview? Clark Ridge Estates. Yep, Clarkview Estates. Mm-hmm. And the one aspect of these patio homes that everybody is going to love is that they are condo status. Everybody seems to enjoy the condo status. So Sparks Custom Homes, their next patio project coming out, the model home is being built as we speak, is going to have condo status. So you're going to have your same custom-built home, same quality, only with that added condo status.
I've had the opportunity to view the other projects that Sparks Customs Home has completed in terms of patio homes in the Lockport area. And I also had the opportunity to walk through the property on Lincoln that will serve as a temporary model until the neighborhood is in. And it is really remarkable, the quality of construction, and the layout and design is perfect for people who are looking for that simpler lifestyle. Everything on one floor, super convenient, new. It's a great location, so I'm really excited for you and your family for that project.
If you don't want to compete, if you don't want to sell your house now, you don't want to compete with all the other buyers out there, let's get together. Let's build.
Well, one of the reasons to sell, number four, is that people have more money in their pockets. I think, Nancy, you're probably seeing that when people come in to talk about the financing. Hopefully the economy is headed in the direction that we think it might be, which would indicate people should have even a little bit more money in their pockets. So I imagine that makes it easier for you to help people to map out what their options are.
We are noticing many more cash buyers. We are noticing that they have this equity in their home, and it's, do they put more money down on their new house? Do they invest that money? I'm all about their comfort level on their monthly payment. So the way I look at it is, if you're comfortable with a specific payment, that's what you should strive for. If you have extra funds to work with, talk to your financial advisor, invest that money, and make the money work best for you.
Terrific. It's always good to hear that people have more money in their pockets. And then the last one, which circles back to what we were talking about earlier, number five, is that millennials are ready to commit. You know, we hear disparaging things said about the generation of millennials and that they don't like to commit to anything, but it appears that they could be as much as 43% of the home buyers that are taking mortgages in 2018. So they have established themselves in their careers. They've put some money in the bank. They are in a position to, like your sons, either buy investment properties or potentially single-family homes. So now would be the time to expose your home, if you're planning to sell it, to a new generation of buyers.
I'll tell you what else is interesting, like Carmela and my daughter Carmela, who is 25. They, and Angelo as well, they don't think of buying their home and living in it for life. I think more my generation was you bought your home and it was going to be your home forever. But I find, and Nancy, maybe I'm wrong, you know, the younger generation, they'll say, hey, I'm going to go buy a house in, like Rose Rita wants to buy a house maybe in Cleveland. I'm going to buy a house in Cleveland. I'll stay there for a few years and then I'll sell it. So they're not afraid. They want to invest their money because they don't want to pay rent, but they know they're only going to be there for a few years, and they're like, let's move it on. Do you see that more?
I totally do. You know, as we talked, my son Matthew bought his 2-unit, and he plans on being there for about 5 years.
Yeah.
And then he plans on keeping it, renting both units, have that absorb the bills of the house, and then going to buy his single-family home.
Yeah.
I'm so glad the two of you have been willing to share the experiences of your family members. What's been interesting is that this conversation has sparked a lot of interest. People have been receiving, those of us that are here today, have been receiving text messages from people who are interested and who have questions. We even have people that are interested in finding out about the specific rental that Kathy mentioned earlier. So it turns out that the conversation is interesting, but maybe intimidating to people to actually call into the radio. But maybe next time we won't give them the option of texting us, and we'll make them have to call in live. But Nancy, if people wanted to follow up on anything that we talked about today, how would they go about reaching you?
They can contact me at any time whatsoever. My cell number is 716-316-8118, and we can talk about how we can get the process started.
And you did mention that there is an online process.
I do have an online app where they can begin the process, nancy.huntmortgage.com.
And I think the app that you have is fantastic. Just a little promotion for Nancy. I did work with Nancy specifically when I recently purchased my home. It couldn't have been a simpler process. I really appreciated everything that Nancy did for me and Hunt Mortgage, and I'm in my house, and it was seamless. And I appreciate that. So kudos to Nancy and her team at Hunt Mortgage for all the hard work that they do.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
And Kathy, you've told us a lot about real estate, not just in Niagara County, but in Erie County as well. You told us about your property and your open house next week in Newfane. You told us about the successes that you've had helping your son and now working with people renting. How could people reach out to you to continue the conversation about how you might be able to help them?
Give me a call or send me a text, 716-622-0530. Just pick up the phone and start the conversation. You need to just start the conversation.
Well, I really appreciate both of you being here today. I thank you for joining me at our house. I thank our listeners. Kathy DeMillo and Nancy Clary Frank, your insights have been incredibly helpful to us. And this is Susan Ballard wishing you a great day. And remember, when it comes to real estate, Western York is Hunt Country.